Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. Chris Williams sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and I have with me today Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hey, good to be here with you all you listeners, and you too.
And Dr. Alice Benton.
It is a treat. This doesn't happen often enough for my taste.
I love it. So the three of us, we do have a great time, and we would like to have a great time with you guys today. Mm-hmm. And so give us a call, 1-800-229-3000, and we'll get to you. Right now, I want to get to this really peculiar verse in Scripture, and it says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." So as so much of our strength and energy is getting beaten down today, this is actually my experience. You know, I say, you know, I'm a mental health professional who needs to take care of my mental health oftentimes because I get beat down. So, friends, help me out. How do I discover this really cool thing called the joy of the Lord to get my strength back?
Go ahead.
Well, I didn't know until later in my Christian walk that we can rely on God for things like joy and strength and renewal. I didn't even know we could ask for that, and He would answer. So making that a regular practice of when we are fatigued, when we need a boost, going to God before we go to caffeine, because His response is always better. It's always longer lasting. But also taking into account that He asks us to both work very hard 6 days of the week, and He asks us to rest one day of the week. I can still struggle with this because I'm very tempted to work through my Sabbath rest. And yet I trust that His way and His plan is better for me, better for my renewal, and then my output afterwards. I work harder and better after I've had a day of rest. But it's not easy to put a stop to the work life.
That's really good. Rest being one of those things that God promises, like that's a renewal of strength.
Yes. When I was in Bible college, I remember one of my professors defining joy, and he said, "Joy is peace resting." Mm. And I thought, ooh, I know.
That's good.
It was good. I've never forgotten. Joy is, it was very simple, peace resting.
I'm writing that down.
And this is the deal. I think sometimes I'm surprised by joy. I don't know that I go looking for it. I think if I tried to look for it, I'd probably be so exasperated that I didn't find what I was looking for that I wouldn't be in peace. But it's those moments where maybe I watch a little kid who's, you know, got a popsicle in their mouth and they've got drips of, you know, popsicle all on their shirt and they're just loving life and laughing. Or maybe I see someone with their pet, you know, throwing a ball, or I just go outside and watch the sunset. Those moments, and their sweet moments of joy, are actually peace resting when I can feel my body just, oh. And I was walking along the other day, I was taking a walk on the road, and there's this pass by my house where you can see the sunset, and every time I walk past there, there's cars, there's people, and there is this moment where people just stand and look. They don't talk, they don't say anything, they're just taking in that sunset. That is peace resting.
Yes.
Doing that. Drinking in that joyful moment.
And so helpful that the Lord's strength that shows up in joy comes with both rest and with peace. If you are feeling restless, and not at peace, let us help you out. We have so many resources. We have books, we have workshops, we have this radio show, but let us help you discover more rest, more peace, that you may have more strength. And we will be right back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Again, Chris Williams in for Steve Arterburn. We're going to go straight to the phones. We're going to go to Randy in Dallas, Texas, watching us on YouTube. Randy, talk to us. What's going on?
Hey, Chris. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. I can hear you well.
My question is, how do I get my wife to understand I'm still processing her second betrayal? I called last year. It was you, Mylon, and Steve that I talked to.
Mm-hmm.
My wife had almost given up on the marriage. She was the one that went out and had an emotional affair, went out on 3 dates, kissed the guy, admitted to me 3 months later that she had done that. I questioned her as to who it was, giving her an exact name. She said, no, it's not him. Earlier this year, she admitted that it was that guy.
Mm. Wow. And so you're dealing not just with the original betrayal, but with the betrayal of deceit.
Well, I thought I had dealt pretty well. You know, we've gone through some counseling, and I thought I'd dealt pretty well, you know, in counseling with, you know, the first betrayal and, you know, her seeing, you know, her words were, you know, she decided to stay in the marriage because she saw God's love in me because I was willing to forgive her.
Okay. And has she done any other work? Has she worked on, like, any of her own issues that may have led her to making these decisions in her life?
I mean, we were both going through counseling, you know, to the same counselor.
Uh-huh.
You know, together.
Okay.
The only time I've done anything different is I've talked to a few pastor friends of mine, and
But hold on, has she done anything different or anything more?
Other than going to the counseling,
yeah.
And the counselor had told us to read a couple of books.
Okay.
Why You Do the Things You Do. Which is, I think, a precursor to How We Love.
Okay.
I think it was written first, but I think Mylon got some of his information from that book.
Okay.
I do have How We Love. I do have Take Your Life Back, and I was reading those intermittently. And
So Randy, hold on. Let me jump in here. Because I keep asking you about your wife, and you keep telling me about what you're doing. Okay, so I'm just going to point this out, because when you've been through a betrayal and then you've gone through the deceit, the trust is really broken, and that's really, really difficult. That is painful for you. It's also painful for her. And Sherry, you see this on a daily basis. You're in the center of this world. What do you have for Randy today?
Yeah, hey, Randy. One book I didn't hear you have read would be my book. That's called Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. And I think Chris is asking some really good questions. I honestly, painfully think that the affairs, and when I hear that she kissed a guy, that moves from emotional to sexual. Mm-hmm. I just want to make that clear. A lot of people minimize that, but that makes it a sexual affair. kissing is sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And some people may disagree with me, but I know I do something called therapeutic full disclosures, where you've got to, you know, identify what the acting out was in order to own it and share it with the spouse that is in the partnership, right? But I think there's a lot of times we end up spiritualizing. You know, I heard her spiritualizing. Well, I am staying in the marriage because I felt God's love through you. Okay. But that's not where you stop. That's not even a really healthy beginning, to be honest. She has got to really unpack her patterns of infidelity. And even now sexual infidelity around you. You'll not be safe until she does. What do you think about that? I mean, do you feel like I'm being too tough?
No, because when I told her, you know, hey, it was an affair, and she's like, well, I didn't go have sex with the guy. Well, you had made plans to. I found out later, you know, a weekend I was going to be gone, she was going to have the guy come over, and he said, he told her, he turned her down.
Mm-hmm. So, do you know what that is on her part? Minimizing.
Mm-hmm.
And
she does that a lot.
Okay, so guess what? She's not even started her recovery process. She may have gone to therapy, but she's not moving into ownership yet of the impact of the sexual betrayal and the emotional betrayals. I just think she needs to go to some place and do a deeper look, a deeper level of intensive work. You both need it. Because this isn't about love. It's about acting out and her ability to act out multiple times. And she's trying to solve some problem for herself, but in doing it that way, she's hurting you. Alice, what are your thoughts?
Randy, her heart is still very hard. And she is not caring about your process of the healing anywhere near as much as she should be. So you're doing double, triple work, and I think she's coasting. You want her to understand that you're still processing. I fear that she doesn't care enough yet to work towards that understanding, because she's still protecting herself and she's still defending herself. I hope I'm wrong, but those are the signs that I am hearing. How do you react to that?
Not sure. She does minimize a lot. She also defers, you know, tries to throw it back on me.
Yeah, yeah.
She accused me of having an affair with someone, and I'm like, no.
So Randy, now is the time to ask more of her. But it is a risk, because in your heart, you're not sure what she's going to do with the request that she does more work. And I don't even think she knows what she's going to do with it. But asking her to read worthy of her trust, even though it's written for the husband, but she needs to do what's written in that book because she is the perpetrating spouse. And asking her to consider that the treatment that Sherry is suggesting, it will show you whether or not she's willing to care more, because she doesn't care enough right now.
And you know, it's interesting is sometimes, Randy, and I don't even sometimes, many times, spouses, when they're caught in a betrayal, they'll do something called blame shifting, mm-hmm. which is what she just did, right? It's another way of defending. It's another way of not having to take ownership of the bad behavior that she had. There's gaslighting. That's another form of spinning what really happened and putting it back on you. It's so they don't have to take full ownership. So I think we're all in a unanimous vote that it's a necessity for you guys to even have a chance at surviving and growing. We know lots of couples that go through this, and they're on the other side. But you don't get to the other side of infidelity from kicking tires in a few sessions or spiritualizing it. You really don't. You've got to figure out why this is happening and then get to the root of the issue and stop the acting out.
Like much of our life, we have this saying, the devil's in the details. And I said, well, so is God. And we wonder why we can't get God's full healing and release until we, but we're not getting into the details.
Yeah.
Because that's where trust is. And so, Randy, I don't want you to trust that which is untrustworthy. And right now, I don't know her behavior one way or the other, but because it hasn't had ownership and it hasn't been transparent, it just right now isn't trustworthy. And so what, in what Sherry was mentioning is that she's probably buried in her own shame over what's going on in her own pain and unwilling to touch that and to face that, and therefore either minimizes it or, like she said, shifts it back on you. That puts you in a really, really bad compromising position. And that you're, what I'm hearing is you are overworking for her. Mm-hmm. You can't take responsibility. You know, Alice, you had mentioned that. So, Randy, it's time for you to speak honestly your truth and to stick with it. And you're going to need some support with that. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to send you a copy of Sherry's book, Intimate Deception. And we're also going to send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust. And both of these books, and I really want you to start with Intimate Deception, because you need to know what you're experiencing is real, and unfortunately, in your condition, it's normal. And there are going to be some things that fit and some things that don't, but really pay attention to the things that fit. And then start getting the help and support that you need, and start setting boundaries with her and asking of her, you know, these hard things that we got to go through a process and really seek out, I really believe, a couples counselor that would specialize in infidelity and reconciliation through that and what that looks like.
Well, I just, she did divulge the information, both the affair and who it was with, even though it wasn't at the same time. And even when she was confronted about it later, you know, she didn't divulge it then. She said that she felt God was telling her that she had to tell me about it. You know, it's
okay. So So pause it right there. Okay, Sherry mentioned that she's spiritualizing. Let me show you the difference. God told me I should tell you this bad thing I did. That's spiritualizing. Okay, let me tell you what ownership sounds like. I did this thing that broke our trust and our covenant, and I hurt you, and I'm terrified to tell you, but I must, because it's the right thing to do. You notice how I never pulled in a third party to the conversation. It's just me and you.
Are you afraid she's going to leave you if you ask her to do anything, especially something difficult?
I don't know. She's told me that she's in it for the long haul, and then just this past weekend, she's like, you know, I feel like I'm stuck. And I'm like, I told her, I said, that's the kind of language you were using 2 years ago when we were going through a lot of garbage.
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to ask you to get your brave on, my friend. You just told us everything we need to know. She won't go without you saying, I need this for us. And I think it'll help you get unstuck. It's going to help us get unstuck. But I got to have you do it. I got to have you do it for you, and I got to have you do it for me. Period.
You and your marriage are worth taking that risk.
So, Randy, I want you to keep getting your strength to step up and say the hard things, say the necessary things. You know, God is on your side, meaning God cares for you, He cares for your wife, and He definitely cares for your guys' healing. So take action, get the courage. Thank you so much for calling in, and we'll be back right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Again, Chris Williams in studio for Steve today. And if you have any gift for us, which we talk about here about making an investment, and making an investment in God's healing and His redemption, but by contributing and investing in us this month in July, we'll be sending you 100 Days to Freedom from Fear and Anxiety. And as we are in an epidemic of fear and anxiety, this is a great, great resource. 100 Days to Fear to Freedom from Fear and Anxiety. Along with that, you know, if fear and anxiety are something that just kind of control your life, if you kind of feel buried underneath them and can't get beyond that, check out our Emotional Freedom Workshop. It's going to be online August 14th. And personally, I'm really excited about it because I love the workshop. I love being there. I love presenting. But most importantly, I love hearing the stories of how people start to work through their emotional struggles and find greater emotional freedom. With that, let's go to the phones. We're going to go to Joan in Boston, Massachusetts, listening on WEZE. Joan, are you there?
Yes, I am, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. I've been super anxious waiting and listening and relating to some of Shannon's story and Hope's story and hearing about the highly sensitive person, which I really am.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that from the pandemic on forward till now, I feel like I'm just going through hell. I don't know what to do. I hear you all say you need people you can trust to talk to or it's safe. I know about all that. Everyone in my life has let me down. Church, counseling, friends, anybody and everybody, and I stand alone, and I found myself just not wanting to live anymore because nothing in this life is worth living for.
Oh, Joan. Okay, so I have a question for you, okay? So, friend, early on, something was missing or something was painful. You got disappointed and let down early and often. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I think it started when my mother told me that she left my abusive father and separated from him and then found out she was pregnant with me, so she went back. She had to go back, she said.
Oh.
So I felt very responsible. And blamed for her going back to my father. And I guess I carried that, being a sensitive person. And as early as I can remember, I cried every single day. Every single day.
Wow.
I cried and cried. No one ever asked me why I was crying. Nobody ever put their arm around me. There was no affection. There was never anything good said. There was no recognition of being here. I was pushed aside. I was rejected. I was criticized. I was told that I wasn't worthwhile.
Oh,
I was told I wasn't worth anything. I grew up in poverty. I was stricken with poverty. And I grew up that way. And I can't even tell you how many different counselors I've been to, and I just lost another one. From the pandemic on, I've been able to count 15 losses in my life.
Wow.
Joan, how have the counselors let you down?
Well, the last one went into her own business and didn't take my insurance. the one before that, I had for many, many years retired, and she had heart surgery. And although she made it through, she's just not the same. She's not only not doing counseling anymore, but if I even try to call her, she's very distant, and she'll say to me, okay, I've got 10 minutes. And I was so, so low the last time I called her. I only called her because I had no one else to talk to. And that just left me feeling so unimportant.
Yeah.
And I haven't even been able to talk to her about it.
So Joan, Joan, let me jump in. So for us today, what can we help you with? What's the question for us?
I don't know how to help myself anymore. Mm. I don't find any joy or comfort in anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to step out and go to another church because of the pandemic. The pastor never even called to see how I was, or the pastor's wife, or the woman I was talking to from church, and I was so depressed I couldn't reach out to them. And so I felt like that was one of the major losses in my life.
Well, Joan, what we're hearing, and you're hearing the music now, so we're going to say a couple things here, but we're going to come back to you after the break. But when you experience such lack of parenting, such lack of care and love and attention as a child, children are incredibly vulnerable, and we, as children, we have to be dependent upon the adults around us to care for us. If that is absent, there is a gaping hole and wound inside of us. And we kind of walk through the rest of our life and asking people, can you fix this? Can you fix this? Can you help me? And unfortunately, there's not one person that can really do that. So it's just constant state of disappointment. We're going to talk more about that and what you can do and how we can help you.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry, with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life Member Thank You Gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life Grocery Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. We are talking with Joan. Joan, our heart is breaking for you, but we also want to be able to help you. Sherry, what do you have for her today?
Oh, Joan. Wow. First off, thank you for trusting us with your heart. I want to say something that I don't think it's going to be new information to you, but I want to say it just to set the conversation here between us so we can care for you. You, my dear, have been a victim of a lot of pain and a lot of hurt growing up. And you know what's crazy? No fault of your own. Right? You just came into the world as a baby. And before you knew it, you grew up in a home where there was a lot of powerlessness, a lot of helplessness, a lot of fear, and there wasn't a safe place. You were crying and nobody asked. That's heartbreaking. And I feel like there's this little girl inside of you that is still driving your bus. She is still hurting. She still finds herself in that powerless, helpless place. she still ends up on the victim seat. And no matter who she reaches out to, she's disappointed. Right? And it's what's called a replication. The word replication, you know what it means? It basically means that my early childhood is acting itself out like a cookie cutter in my adult world.
Yes.
Right? And the most challenging thing that you can do is the very thing that you said you're struggling with, is I don't know how to help myself anymore. You know what helping yourself is called? Taking responsibility for yourself. Taking responsibility for yourself. You didn't have anybody take responsibility for you when you were growing up. And we get so frustrated, so heartbroken, so over the top, stick a fork in it, that we stop and we kind of let go of the handlebar of our own bus. And we kind of want, we wait for somebody to save us, to rescue us. We look around. But this is what happens, is your friends, the church, people that are near you feel overwhelmed.
Yes.
Right? For your cries for help. They feel overwhelmed. And then they move away instead of moving towards
exactly
you.
Exactly what happened.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm so,
everybody did.
I know. I'm so glad we're on the same page. But this is the deal. You can continue to let that little girl drive your bus and stay in the victim seat from now until the cows come home. Or, my dear, you can start to do some deeper healing. That's going to mean you've got to start taking care of yourself and being responsible for asking for everything you need. It's self-care. It's self-care. If I was working with you, you know what I would do? I would have you join an adult child of alcoholics group. You know why? Because I think it's the closest thing. It's the closest thing that I think I could invite you into a group process with other people that lived with a very chaotic parent who was drinking and or abusive. And you're going to feel seen and heard in a group like that, but you're going to have to show up. Because when people disappoint you, you know what happens? Automatically you go into unrelenting standards. You go into high expectations for other people and you make them wrong and bad. Instead of having to look at how hurt you've been growing up.
I have been doing that for years.
I know.
I've been in counseling for years. I've been trying to help myself for years, but everything in my life since the pandemic only got worse.
Yes.
I supposedly had a team, and they all backed off because their answer was for me to just go to a rest home.
Joan, hear me out. The pandemic was an us thing. Do you hear that? Was an us thing. It's not a you thing. The pandemic was not a you thing.
Oh, us.
Right? It's an us thing, right?
Yes, right.
So we all had to make these adjustments based on these conditions that we had never experienced before. And so I want to do two things with that. One, that your experience is real, but it's not unique to you. You're not especially marked out as a person that is rejectable. Or deserving of abandonment. It's just like we're all kind of adjusting to it as we go along. And that is also a real experience. So we want to help you be able to re-engage post-pandemic or post-quarantine into your healing process. And go ahead,
Joan, part of that is going to involve learning how to share your pain in bite-sized pieces. You give too much at a time, and you expect that the recipient will be able to receive all of it and as much as you want to give, and it's too much for people. You burn them out by sharing too much of your pain at a time. You can learn to limit that. And the other is learning that people's limitations sometimes have to do with you and the fact that you give them too much at a time. And sometimes they're limited and it has nothing to do with you, but you take it personally every time.
Yes.
And you're deeply hurt. And then I think you give up on that relationship.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, until there's nobody left.
Yeah.
So I just blew up at someone yesterday. And I don't usually do that. But it wasn't just at her. I had been triggered before she showed up. And something she had done, I just couldn't hold back.
Yeah.
Yeah, bless your heart. Well, you know what? I know we have some amazing counselors in Boston, and so I want you to stay on the line. We're going to help get you hooked in.
I have tried that.
Hold on, Joan.
Joan, it's time to try again.
We got
to
re-engage here, okay?
But you know where you just went with us?
There's nobody that takes my insurance.
Okay.
And I can't pay.
Okay.
I've already tried. I've already called New Life Live Stat recently.
So I'm going to have you then reach out to NAMI, NAMI.org.
I've tried that too.
And what happened there?
In my area, they dispersed. They dispersed. Everything that used to be is no longer.
Okay. So you know what? You know what you're doing with us right now, dear one? You know I love you. Guess where you're going? You're going back onto that victim. No, but you're on the victim seat right now, sweetheart.
Because it's true.
Well, actually, you think it's true. That little girl inside of you that's driving the bus is telling you it's true. But right now, online...
How could I tell you that without me telling you that I've tried? I've tried finding out where they are located.
Well, Joan, we believe you. We believe you. And we're going to try to connect you with someone, okay? So take a deep breath. Take one big deep breath. There is a fear running your show right now, and that's that little girl that Sherry was talking about. And so all you're going to do is take one step. You're going to stay on the line, and we're going to connect you. And we can't guarantee it's going to work or not work, but we're going to re-engage because there's also a part of you inside of you that you can't find right now. But it's there. She's there, and she's an adult, and she's strong, and she knows what to do, and she's going to take care of that little girl. In the meantime, we are going to send you a copy of Changes That Heal. And I want you to dive into that book, and it will give you a step-by-step process on how to re-engage with that little girl and get her the help that she needs. So with that said, right now, we are going to go to Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Chris. Thank you.
What do you got for us?
A week from this weekend, we're doing the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop in Washington, D.C. So I want to encourage folks to consider that. And here's a reason why. This is the first time we've done it live since the pandemic. I must admit, I was reluctant to come to the workshop. We've attended counseling for our marital situation, but I was intimidated by the group session format and who else might be in the room. After completing the workshop, I truly believe that what we discovered here will help us restore and rebuild our marriage. I love the Bible-based teachings and the lighthearted approach to the discussion of sensitive and difficult topics. I realize marriages require work. I've avoided programs like this when my wife would suggest them earlier in our marriage. I know she was right on. We should have started working on strengthening our relationship right after the honeymoon. I'm committed to continuing to strengthen our marriage no matter what it takes. So I want you to consider coming to this, and I want to just give you a couple of thoughts right after the break. So we'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Chris in for Steve today. And we want to go back to something very quickly. We were talking with Joan, but you had a very important resource for her, Sherry. Can you mention
what that is? I know you're still listening because you're on the line, but I wanted to tell you that if you go to adultchildren.org, A-D-U-L-T, that word children.org, that welcomes you into a free resource for adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families, which you definitely came from, my dear. So that is a free resource you could go on today, get into a group that's virtual online, and start to do the work.
Thank you for that. And Larry, back to you.
Just real quick, you know, I read this testimony, and one of the things in it was a man giving this testimony that he was intimidated by the group session format. And I believe more men than women are intimidated by that. That's just my opinion. But if you're one of those guys or gals that feel that way, it is scary until you get into it. It's not scary once you're there and you start talking. So I just want to encourage you, don't be intimidated by the format of this. It's been successful for a long time. God's Spirit moves in and does a work, and we want you to be a part of it. So call and sign up. And if you consider giving to New Life, what a better thing to give to. You're giving to life-changing things that happen. The Holy Spirit is working, and we'd love for you to help us continue to do that. So go back to the phones, you guys.
Thank you, Larry. And also, if you give in July, we'll send you a thank you by giving you 100 days to freedom from fear and anxiety. With that, we're going to go to one more call. We're going to go to Angelina in New York, New York, listening on the internet. Angelina, are you there?
Yes, this is Angelina.
Hi. How can we help you today?
So what I'm calling about is, I hope this is not going to be too repetitive from the previous person. What happens is that I'm looking on how to have more freedom from victim triggers, and I'm aware of my background of family violence with mentally ill parents. I'm aware that I'm having some problems with disability, so there's some repetitive patterns that are happening from disability due to discrimination. And now I'm a caregiver by choice for my mother. I'm an injured healthcare worker who still has unresolved trauma and is hostile. And she had a head trauma. She fell on her head, unfortunately, and she survived it. So I'm just trying to get a better handle on, it's been hard to find a Christian counselor.
Uh-huh.
And I also have gone to 12-step meetings. I'm a recovering drug addict alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
Nothing's meeting now over here because of where I live, because people are still very overwhelmed that things are still pretty closed in New York City.
Yeah.
So a lot of things are not happening. I'm on Al-Anon on the phone.
Okay. Good.
Every other day, and I find that's a little better than ACOA because I don't hear that much program with ACOA, but people like me that are stuck in trauma.
Uh-huh.
So I am, and
So let me jump in. So
and I call the American Bible Society to ask them about trauma groups.
Hold on, Angel. Yeah. So have you gotten into any therapy in the past over your trauma?
Very little about focusing on the trauma because they thought I was so high functioning because of my very strong controlling personality that they just didn't see it.
Yeah, totally. And so your job...
And the whole issue of the log in my own eye, I don't think I pushed it enough.
Hold on. So
Angelina, you are talking over Chris. Slow down so he can offer you help.
Okay, so first thing is that we want to re-engage in therapy, but I'm going to say something real quick and then hand it over to my colleagues.
Okay.
But you're stuck in what's known as the drama triangle. You're deeply stuck in it.
Oh.
And the drama triangle is three positions. It's a victim, it's a rescuer, and it is a persecutor. And so there's people in your life that fall into one of those three categories. Now, for whatever reason, we as human beings love the victim position. And the victim position, ironically enough, in this triangle is the strongest. It's the most controlling. And so every victim is looking for a rescuer, or they're looking to be a rescuer. And you have found yourself in a lot of rescuing positions, but that actually and ironically keeps you stuck in victimhood. The weird thing about all of this is we can't see how we're actually the persecutor in the whole thing. And this is a really weird thing that goes on, and we're kind of blind to that. But actually, we're at least causing harm to ourselves if we're not causing harm to other people. So I just want you to be aware that we got to break up this triangle. So Alice, what do you think?
Well, a part of breaking up that triangle is evaluating the level of care that you're giving to your mom. Because in her hostility, even though it's unintentional, perhaps at this point, I think she is perpetrating against you still as you're caring for her. Now, you may have to care for her. Perhaps there aren't a lot of options. But I want you to look at any area of care that you can relinquish, that you can delegate, that you can receive okay. help on, so that her hostility is not dominating so much of your life.
Okay. Very good idea. And I'm trying to train the aides, so I'll continue to do that.
Yeah, and sometimes when we've grown up in homes where they're dysfunctional, we haven't learned how to set boundaries for ourselves. We haven't learned how to cherish our own safety. We haven't learned how to focus in on our needs. Like if I were to ask you right now, Angelina, if I were to say, what do you need right now? What do you need? What would that be?
Before you say that, I wanted to say that prior to this issue of the accident, I had very limited contact with boundaries with my family. And because everyone ran away when my mother had the injury and I'm a healthcare provider and she was not getting good care during the pandemic, I did choose to be more involved than I normally am with them.
Sure.
So
sure.
I do agree that I have to be careful about that because there is hostility with my sister and my mom toward me,
mm-hmm.
and I have to be careful about that issue. I agree with you fully, and it is a trigger for me whenever it happens. Now, my mom is a little less.
Hold on, Angelina, let me jump back in. I want you to really hear Sherry. We're actually coming up limited on time.
What I need now is that I don't have, because of disability, I don't have safe housing. I don't have good health care, and I'm very isolated. All those things I have to deal with every day.
Mm-hmm. So, guess what?
I'm outside right now because of that situation.
Yeah, and so one of the things that I would have you do is I'd have you to add into with Al-Anon. This is where I think you would get a lot of support in the adult children of dysfunctional families group. That remember, I just gave the adultchildren.org because. You need a safe place to be heard and seen, but you also need a safe place that somebody can be jealous with you and for you mm-hmm. in order to help you begin to sort out what's best for you. And that's going to feel so selfish when your mom has such great needs, but if you don't begin to have somebody like jealous with you to help you figure out what you need...
Did you say that word jealous, you said?
Yeah. If I was working with you, okay. I would be jealous for what you need.
Like, I was surprised at that word.
Yeah. It would be my okay. number one goal would be to help focus okay. in on you so that you can get what you need right now.
I do. I've never really had care in my family.
I
was on
know.
My own on the street as a child very early.
Yes. I know.
And then
yes.
I was an addict at age 14, and I was in gangs, and I sold drugs, and I did a whole bunch of things.
So, trouble
for me.
Angelina, we are coming to the end of the show, but I want you to hear this. I love the work that you're doing, and I love that you've engaged in recovery. I want you to be able to, like Sherry said, get into Adult Children of Alcoholics. I also want you to get into some therapy, even if it's virtual.
Maybe EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing would be great for you.
Absolutely, and really start addressing that trauma and that pain. Thank you so much. We're going to send you Healing as a Choice, and really, you've chosen it well, and we want to keep choosing it. And choose
Thanks
well. Thank you for listening
we hope
to
this
us
program
today.
Has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.